Let our gazes also be on the jaza'ul a'mal. Jaza'ul a'mal means that what the rewards that are promised by Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are, then keep our gazes on that. But this is human nature, that when he sees the reward for anything, then he works towards it. He makes an effort in that direction. And this is proven in our worldly pursuits, that if there were no rewards, then who is going to be working, who is going to be making an attempt? This is going to be futile. But because we understand the rewards, as far as our worldly aspects are concerned, of making an effort, of in whichever field it may be, whether it is in the field of studies, whether it is in the field of work, whether it's in the field of business, whichever field, because we know that there are rewards and we work towards those rewards, then you find that the person is motivated towards working as well. So as far as our deen is concerned, if you compare that to the dunya, then in dunya many a time we find that the rewards that one has in mind, those sometimes don't even come into existence. Person is conducting a business thinking that there's going to be profits, but at the end, instead of profits, there's heavy losses that he is sustaining. But as far as deen is concerned, provided this one is, the person is carrying out the task in the correct manner, in the correct way, correct fashion. And the second is the condition being that the niyat is correct. The niyat is correct. For instance, now we are promised that on every letter of the Quran Majeed that we are reciting, there's 10 rewards on every letter. Now, of course, that is multiplied in the month of Ramadan Mubarak. So alhamdulillah, a person is reciting the Quran Majeed. Person is reciting the Quran Majeed, he's reciting it correctly, he's reciting it with the tajweed, he's fulfilling the rites of the Quran Majeed as far as recitation are concerned. But when it comes to the niyat, and when it comes to this intention, then there's some problem there. The problem is this, that it is not khalis for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The niyat is incorrect. That I'm reciting for people, I'm reciting to gain praises. Someone must praise me that I've read so much of Quran Majeed, or that I recite the Quran Majeed so well. Now that praise, the intention, because of the intention being incorrect, this action will, it will be void. There won't be any reward for this action. As we mentioned last night, لَا تُبْتِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ, that do not destroy your actions. Incorrect intention will also destroy it. It will not let the action come into existence. Or if the action has come into existence, it will delete it. When the person's intention goes incorrect, then that there's no reward for that amal and for that action. So therefore, we need to understand that together with the actions that we are doing, keep our gazes and our focus also on the rewards. It will motivate the person. That is why when we read certain types of wazaif, then it becomes habit that we're just reading it. You know, like for instance, we're reading Allahumma ajirni minan nar, Allahumma ajirni minan nar every morning 7 times. We are reading these duas, but at that time when I'm reading it, do I have this in my mind that why I am reading it? We've just been shown, or we've been told, or we've read it sometime, we've forgotten the virtue of it. But now it is such a dua that helps for protection against the fire of Jahannam. Reading it 7 times in the morning after Fajr, and reading it 7 times after Maghrib, it helps. Or the reward of that is, the benefit of it is, that Allah Ta'ala will give this person protection from the fire of Jahannam. The recitation of Surah Yasin, the recitation of Ayatul Kursi after every Salah, the Tasbih al-Fatimi to be read after every first Salah. Now the rewards of this, if a person has it in front of him, has it before him, and he contemplates on that, on the rewards, then it motivates him to do it. It gives him some reason to do it. But now when the person doesn't, now every day a person is going to the business, he knows that, listen, I'm working towards something, there's going to be some return. A person is going to his to his employment, wherever he is employed, he knows at the end of the month he is going to be receiving his salaries. So because of that, he is particular, he is punctual with his work, because he knows that there is going to be some reward, and he's working towards that reward. If I'm not punctual, then it's going to affect my salaries, or it's going to be affecting my profits or whatever. So therefore, together with our actions and our amal, if we don't know the rewards of certain actions that we are engaging in, for instance, we are engaging in salah. Now, how many of us, when we are performing our salah, we have in mind, or we keep in mind, what the rewards of the salah, what the salah is supposed to be earning for us, and what it's supposed to be doing for us? Allah Ta'ala mentions, "Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar." This is the effect of salah, or the reward of salah. When a person engages in salah, then it keeps him away from all these fawahish and munkarat and all these evils. Allah Ta'ala has kept that in the salah. Now, when he's performing his salah, when he's got this in mind, then he will make an attempt to make his salah of that level, that it will be able to achieve this reward for him. So together with our amal, keep our focus and our gaze also on jaza'ul amal. Jaza'ul amal means the rewards of the amal. And inshallah, this will be a motivating factor. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. And whatever rewards have been mentioned in the hadith mubarakah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regards the amal that we engage in, whether it is zikrullah, whether it is tilawat of the Quran and Majid, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us recipients of those rewards, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد نبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا كريم الله يا رحيم الله, you give the tawfiq to engage in the different types of ibadat, whether it is the keeping of the roza, whether it is standing up in salah, whether it is the performance of tarawih, whether it is dhikrullah. Ya Allah, you give the tawfiq of engaging in different types of ibadah. Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq to understand the rewards of these ibadah. Ya Kareem Allah, bless us with the rewards of these ibadah. Ya Allah, give us sincerity in our intentions. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas in every amal that we do. Ya Allah, grant us the ability, the tawfiq and the hidayah to protect our amal, Ya Allah, from destruction. Ya Allah, do not let us be such, Ya Allah, that you give the tawfiq to engage in these amal, and then after, because, Ya Allah, of some misfortune, because of incorrect intentions, because of engagement in other types of vices and sins, Ya Allah, our amal and our actions are destroyed. Ya Allah, you through your infinite grace and mercy accept every amal that has been done, Ya Allah, whatever it may be. Ya Allah, one tasbih, one subhana rabbi al-azim, one subhana rabbi al-ala. Ya Allah, accept every amal, accept every action. Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq, the hidayat and guidance. Ya Allah, you give us the ability to increase the ibadat. Ya Allah, you give us the himmat and give us the courage. Ya Kareem Allah, you become happy and pleased with us. Ya Allah, bless us with all that khair that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has begged of you, and grant us protection from all the evil that Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sought protection from. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen, bi rahmatika ya Arhamar Rahimin.